Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
J. Joseph Harrington on the second to last Football Friday of this football season. Not this year, of this football season.
Yeah.
Are you sports sad?
Am I sports sad? No, I'm not, actually.
Why not?
Because, I mean, I don't, the NFL just doesn't really do it for me, if I'm being honest. Right? I was sports sad after the college, not really after the college, after Oregon got knocked out, I was sports sad.
Yeah.
Right. College football is my football happy place. But I'm going to be honest. My sports viewing pleasure has increased exponentially with the addition of the global football. Right? So, whereas some may look at it and say, well, Super Bowl's this Sunday, and so I guess, you know, it's done, and we're not gonna get any more football anymore. Well, you know what? I still have, Saturdays and Sundays all the way till, like, May to have something to watch in the morning?
Yeah, you got the footy,
And then I was like, then you're into Masters and U.S. Open and Wimbledon and, you know, NBA playoffs start coming around. So it's like that lull, that usual kind of like January, February time when you're waiting for the NBA to really matter. I got that filled, so I'm doing okay.
Well, that's good then. You know, because a lot of people after the Super Bowl, the hangover is real. You got to pay attention. You got to pay attention to your kids and spend time with the wife. I mean, it's rough. It's rough out there.
Does playing?
I was in that world. I was in that world until my kids introduced me to the global football, and that has really amplified my sports year-round sport viewing pleasure.
Yeah, that's good. Did playing sports at a very high level hurt your fandom? Yeah.
100%. I don't, people say, who do you root for? I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't root for,
you've been there.
You know, I would follow players, right? I rooted for the Saints when Drew was still playing. I root for players. Yeah. I root for the Broncos because of Bo. I root for the Chargers because of Herbert. You know, that's where my allegiances or my fandom lies. I rooted and still do. I mean, I'm always going to be a Blazer fan. I'm a bit frustrated right now. I'm on one of my two breaks in my lifetime from Blazer fandom. But, yeah, I have a hard time having it truly take over my world, my life, having been on that other side. Where it's like, yeah, if I didn't watch the game, like, you know, oh, well, there's going to be another one.
When you guys... So when you played the first three Super Bowls, I know you said last week that you were rooting against the Chiefs. You didn't want to see the Chiefs do it again. So they've kind of got this Patriots thing about them now where they're just too good and everybody wants them to lose. When you were in the league, did you hate the Patriots as fans did?
No.
Why not?
No, not at all. Because I knew how hard it was.
Yeah.
I knew how, I mean, hell, I couldn't even get to the playoffs, let alone make, 13 straight AFC championship games. I mean, it was, what they were able to accomplish is truly unfathomable. And to see what Kansas City has started is phenomenal. I respect the hell out of it. And when I was playing, I didn't hate it because, you know, you got to go beat them. And it was just, I don't know. I actually kind of, enjoyed watching it with the Patriots. Now that I'm out of it, I just want to see somebody new.
Yeah, I'm with that. Like, I appreciate watching excellence. I didn't mind the Patriots, but there's something about the Chiefs. I don't know. And I don't know why, because it's like not like Belichick was the most likable guy in the world. I don't know. Maybe it's just that. I'm with you. Maybe you just want to see something. You want to see something new. Coverage of it can be a bit much for me, too. Like, maybe that's what is just the kind of the oversaturation, like with Kelce and Mahomes. It's just it's a lot, and I'm ready for something different.
How are you with Taylor? You think so? I've heard that Kelce is going to win the MVP, retire on stage, and then propose to Taylor.
I'm in.
Like, it would break the internet.
I was going to say, is that part of it for you?
Like, it's funny, the Taylor Swift thing is my least. That doesn't bother me at all. Like, they show her for like 30 seconds. Like that's it's weird. I know a lot of guys get all like Taylor Swift. That's just the least part of it for me. There's just something about, I can't put my finger on it. I guess, you know, it's the same thing with Duke basketball or, I don't know, whether you know, the Lakers or the Yankees or whatever. I just think there's times where you don't really know why. I just find myself watching Kansas City and rooting against them. I don't mean to. I just can't help it. When I sit down, because I'm with you, I don't have a team. I don't have any sort of big rooting interest. I just know when I watch the Chiefs play, I root for them to lose. I was watching them play the Broncos this year, and that field goal gets blocked at the end of the game, and I'm like, oh, for Pete's sakes. I'm like, really? Like, whereas I should be like, oh, my God, that's what championships do. They steal wins. But, like, I was sitting there being like, you got to be freaking kidding me. They just find ways to do it, and it kind of frustrates me, and I have no reason why.
Yeah.
I love them.
You're all Chiefs all because you probably gamble on them.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what they're like, the best bet in sports, and people keep betting against them.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. One of us bet against them against the Bills.
All they do is win.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's a very important question, Joey Harrington, here on The Fan, 1080 Sports. Okay, very important. I saw that Jalen Hurts says, "Roll Sooners." You
what?
Know what? Yeah, he says roll Sooners.
Oh, combining the roll Tide and Boomer Sooner.
Exactly. Oh. You know, so this raises a very important question that you will be the first to answer in the era of the transfer portal. Where are these players from? Like, what school? Because I feel like Boomer Sooner does not want to root for Jalen Hurts. I feel he's an Alabama guy to me.
Yeah.
Well, he was at Alabama longer.
Auburn doesn't root for Bo Nix, I guarantee it.
Well, there's that. But is Bo Nix a duck? Like, is Dylan Gabriel, is he a Sooner, or is he a Duck? Is it where they played last, or is it where they played the longest? Is it where they graduated from? Is it who they chose first? Joey, you must answer this question.
Well, who does Russell Wilson claim?
See, I'm going to say he's an NC State guy.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was only 1 year at Wisconsin,
exactly.
but he went to the Rose Bowl at Wisconsin.
Well, yeah, but we were at Oregon.
But,
so
but I was sitting there thinking, like, where did he play before Wisconsin? Like, I knew it was somewhere. I was like, it wasn't Maryland. It was somewhere over there. But I don't know. I almost feel like it's becoming your last stop.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, did you see Dylan Gabriel at the Senior Bowl? Did you see his helmet?
No.
He made one. So I'm assuming he had Oregon make him one. So he got, you know, because normally guys will trade stickers, you know, and you know, but Gabriel got his own helmet. He did a matte black helmet. And on one side, it's the Duck Wings, the Oklahoma OU. And then he's got a Central Florida stripe down the middle of it. And then the Central Florida logo on the kind of the tail of it. He made a custom helmet simply for the Shrine Game with equal parts of all three schools.
I can't get behind that.
Because he was 3 years at Central Florida, 2 years at Oklahoma, 1 year at Oregon.
Okay, but so why can't you get behind that?
Because I think that's... He's trying to be nice.
Yeah. You pick your fave?
I think there's one. Yes, yeah. I do. Well, this was the question. You can say, this is why I'm asking the great Joey Harrington. Only you can answer questions like this. It's a very, very deep question. So I'll go with what you say on this, but my inclination is there is one. One school. And I think it has to do with who you chose first, certainly how long you stayed. Now, if you choose Oklahoma and you leave after a year and you spend 3 years at Alabama and you graduate from Alabama, that's different. But Jalen Hurts went 3 years at Alabama, graduated from Alabama. He's from Alabama. And I think Dylan Gabriel, who graduated from Oklahoma, is a Boomer Sooner. That's what I think.
I'm pausing because I'm trying to think through this. Like,
well, like I said, existential question.
Okay, so there is a difference, as I'm thinking through this, there is a difference between Bo Nix and Dylan Gabriel for me.
Because Bo got run out, kind of?
Let's hear.
No, because Bo had two seasons here.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? There was, and I know it was, you know, he had the option to, but if you think of a guy who... I'm trying to put it in some, you know, some sort of context that, you know, you can compare apples to apples. If you think of a guy who signed with a school, right? Well, me, for instance. Yeah. If I go to Oregon, I redshirt the first year, right? Next year, I'm sitting behind a Keeley. The third year, A.J. Feely and I compete for the spot, and A.J. got it. Right? A.J. started the season. Mm-hmm. What if A.J. had played his next 2 years? And I didn't see the field but for 1 year at Oregon. Mm-hmm. Right? There seems to be a difference for me. Like, Bo feels like a guy who, and I know that he didn't, but it was like, oh, yeah, Bo's been here, and he worked through and got a chance to play 2 years at the end. There's something about just that 1 year that is difficult for me to truly say, oh yeah, he's a guy. But if you got two, then it just feels more normal. I tend to agree.
I feel the 1 year is weird.
It's a hired gun type of thing.
It's a mercenary sort of thing. I'm with you. Not, by the way, no shame to anyone. Hey, get the bag, man. If someone's going to give you $1 million or $2 million,
sure,
and you get a chance to play for the national title, you go do it. But I'm with you. I have a hard time claiming someone that was there for 1 year as truly one of my own. Even a one-and-done basketball guy like Kevin Durant or LaMarcus Aldridge at Texas, I mean, I know they went to Texas and that's the only place they went, but are they Longhorn legends? It's like, I think that's weird. One year at a place, I do not think that cements you.
Mm-hmm.
So I would agree with that. You have to have a okay, but then here's the question. Okay, do we have to go to break? Was that the okay?
We're getting close. Let's.
Okay.
What do you got?
We'll talk about it when we come back.
Well, I have I have trivia for you.
Oh, dang it. Okay. well, now I forgot what I was going to say. Maybe give me the break turn on what it was.
Okay. Well, by the way, by this theory, and I think we all agree on what we're getting somewhere on this.
Yeah.
By this theory, Jalen Hurts is a Sooner. Alabama.
He's Crimson Tide.
And Dylan Gabriel is a Sooner.
I think he was only at Oklahoma 1 year, though. He's a Central Florida Knight, is what he is.
I think he was there more than 1 year.
I don't think so. I think he was only at Oklahoma 1 year. I'll look it up.
Okay. Well, we'll take a break. We have the great Joseph Harrington here with us, courtesy of Mods PDX. Quarterback trivia pertaining to the Super Bowl is next on The Fan.
All right.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with J. Joseph Harrington, wrapping up our important question.
By the way, I did look it up. 3 years at Central Florida, 2 at Oklahoma, 1 at Oregon.
2 at Oklahoma. Okay.
2 at Oklahoma.
See, that's what I'm saying.
No,
okay, we're asking the question. Jalen Hurts says, okay, roll Sooners, and I think that's stupid. And I think we need to answer today, with Joey Harrington's help, we need to answer where these, in the transfer portal era, where these kids are from. Is it one school? Which school is it? And what are those factors? Okay. What did you come up with?
Okay. So here's what I was going to ask before I forgot what I was going to ask.
You're doing great.
Why do we have to choose?
Well, we don't.
Right. Jerry Rice was, and this is a bad example because of course you think of him as a 49er,
but
he was equally as good for the Raiders.
Yeah, he was good.
And while he didn't spend a decade there, what did he, you know, what was there, 5-6 years?
I think he was there for a while, yeah.
Like, there are plenty of guys that have, you know, if Derrick Henry goes out and, you know, goes out and wins the Super Bowl next year, you know, spends a couple years in Baltimore, is he a Titan or is he a Raven? Like, I don't know. I don't know why we have to. I understand. One year just seems like hired gun. Awesome. You know, not that you're just a footnote, but I don't think there's any sort of legacy building. But why do we have to choose? Why can't he, if you're multiple years at multiple schools, why can't you be both?
We can. That's why I asked you. It was not important to the most important thing with me asking that was I just had to ask the question. We had to think this through. And if we settle on, hey, you don't have to choose, I'm okay with that. Yeah. You're our leader.
And the weird thing is, I think in pros, it's easy because it's just what you think. Like, you think of Jerry Rice, it's easy. You think of Ken Griffey Jr., you think of the Mariners, not the Reds. College, it's harder because it's, you know.
Yeah, you want to associate the guy with the school because of our school prime.
But there's such a small time, whereas in the pros, you just naturally have an inclination because it's a longer period of time and you think about a guy with one team.
Yeah.
Well, and historically, you haven't been able to have multiple teams.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
That's that's changing. That's gone.
So, okay.
We're going to have to come to the realization that guys can have multiple schools. They can't say a role sooner. That's stupid. And if they are only there, if he was only there for 1 year, then he doesn't get the sooner. He only gets the role. But
well, he was only there 1 year.
Yeah.
So, all right. Jalen Hurts is a putz.
Yeah.
That's what we've learned here.
Roll Tide.
And Gabriel is classy because he made his own helmet.
I didn't say that he was a putz.
Well,
I said that he just can't call. Okay, well, fine.
That's Rob.
Yeah.
You do you.
Yeah. Okay, here's the trivia. Are you ready? This is Super Bowl quarterback trivia. As you know, we have Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts meeting in the Super Bowl again. It is a rematch.
Okay.
How many times have the same two quarterbacks met in the Super Bowl more than once? And who were they?
I got one off the top of my head.
Hint, it's not as many as you think.
Yeah. There's one that's
who
easy.
Is the quarter-
immediately pops in my head.
Okay, go ahead. Fire away.
Jim Kelly and Troy Aikman.
Yep. Troy Aikman beat Jim Kelly in back-to-back Super Bowls.
Yeah.
That's one.
Yep. Who was, was Joe Namath Super Bowl II or Super Bowl III?
I can tell you that Joe Namath is not an answer.
Oh, I know that. What I'm trying to decipher is did the Packers play the Chiefs in both the first two Super Bowls?
I do think they played. So maybe we got Len Dawson, Bart Starr?
No. Len Dawson and Len,
No, that wasn't it?
No. They may have had different starting quarterback. I'm not saying they didn't play back-to-back. Mm-hmm. Don't remember, but they were not
did
on
the Brady, because Brady would have had to do it.
Tom Brady. Who'd he play twice? Interesting factoid, he never beat this guy.
Eli Manning.
Eli Manning.
I was just trying to think of guys. I was like, there's no way he went to all those and didn't play the same guy twice.
How about that?
Eli freaking Manning. That still blows my mind that dude lost to Eli Manning and Nick Foles in the Super Bowl.
We've got one more.
There's one more?
Yep, that's it. It's only happened three times. This will be the fourth time. And the common denominator here is that the quarterback who won the first meeting also won the rematch every time.
Also won the rematch. Did Elway play someone twice?
No.
In his, because he went to a bunch.
Elway played Favre.
Washington always had different quarterbacks when they went. It was never the same QB. Uh-huh. The Giants had different QBs. They had Sims and Hostetler.
Doug Williams.
He's a broadcaster now.
He's a broadcaster.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. There's one more?
Yeah.
You're talking about, there's another one?
He's a broadcaster.
Yeah. There's one more. One more matchup of quarterbacks who played in the Super Bowl against one another multiple times.
Steve Young?
Very famous and loud, boisterous broadcaster.
Very famous and loud, boisterous? Why am I...
Buckley says he has it, but now he looks frightened.
Why am I blanking? Oh, Terry Bradshaw would have had to play someone, right? And they, I mean, they went to four.
Bingo.
Staubach, maybe?
Roger Staubach, Terry Bradshaw.
Okay.
That is the third one.
All right.
The only three times.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh.
That's how hard it is. I mean, getting back to the Super Bowl is
yes.
So that's what I say. Like, if Philly doesn't get this one, the fact that Hurts, who's not he's not elite quarterback, the fact that he's getting a second shot at this, you better take advantage of this, because getting back to a third is that's a rarefied air.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often.
No, it does not.
And the first quarterback won the second match.
And he's probably going to win this one
every
too.
Every time.
Here's one for you that I got this morning: a quarterback Super Bowl trivia question. Three quarterbacks have won the Super Bowl wearing number 15.
Well, that I know is Bart Starr.
Bart Starr.
I believe.
Patrick Mahomes.
And I think the other one is, I just mentioned him, I think Jeff Hostetler was number 15.
Whoa. Exactly. That's
wow.
It.
You got to bring it harder than that, pal. I'm all over this. I had none of those. Yeah. I didn't even remember Patrick Mahomes' number. I'm really bad about jersey numbers.
I don't know why that's something that sticks in my head.
15.
It's a weird. I use it for a lot of like passwords and stuff.
I have another trivia question that I
random
saw today.
Off the top trivia. I love it.
Well, this pertains to Joey, because Joey was drafted in. You were drafted in 2002, correct?
Correct.
Yes. Yeah. There are three Hall of Famers in that draft class. Who are they? And take yourself out of this.
Julius Peppers.
Yep.
All defense.
All defense.
God, I'm trying to think.
All first round.
What?
Yeah.
What year
was Ed Reed in that class?
Yep, Ed Reed.
Ed was in that class.
Yeah, Ed Reed.
Ed was in that class. I thought he was the following year.
No, he was in your class. Big Ed.
And then...
And then...
The last one would be...
I'm trying to think.
He went right after you. Well, not right after you, but like...
Well, because we're around the same year. Was Dwight Freeney in that class?
Dwight Freeney.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. He was?
Yeah, Dwight Freeney.
I was just thinking, because we were like a year apart, so I remember playing against Dwight Freeney in college, and he's in the Hall of Fame.
You went third, he went 11th.
Hmm.
Peppers went second, and Ed Reed went 24th.
It's not a bad class.
I thought both those guys were 03.
Well,
you thought wrong. And speaking of numbers, I don't know why, because this is now in my head since we're doing random trivia, and I am fascinated by numbers. Joe, you were the only place you weren't three was Atlanta, right? 13 in Atlanta. Correct. Everywhere else you were three?
Correct.
Oh, see?
13?
Yeah.
What's that about?
Probably someone had three.
Well, yeah, but...
Bingo.
See, out of one.
Uh-huh.
What else are you going to do?
Well, it's unlucky.
You want him to go to four?
You can't go to 13.
13 is lucky.
That's why you're not in the Hall of Fame, right there. Unlucky.
Well, 13 was Emily's number, so, you know, you can tell her.
Yeah. I just was sitting there when we were talking about numbers. I was thinking about Joey, and I was like, I think he was three everywhere he went. And the reason why I remember Atlanta was your brother wearing the 13 Atlanta jersey at the casino. That's what got me thinking about the when you were bringing up numbers. I was like, oh yeah, Joey was 13.
Why were you number three?
Because that was the Notre Dame quarterback number.
Mm, yeah, Joe Montana and all that.
That was Joe Montana.
Rick Meyer.
Who?
Rick Meyer was there. Mm-hmm.
Ron Paulus.
Yeah.
Joe Theismann.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tony Rice was nine, though. National championship quarterback Tony Rice. He was nine.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. See, Riley Leonard.
Numbers. Riley Leonard was
12?
13, I believe.
13?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rob is not. Rob is not a number. No, when you play, numbers are a big deal.
What'd you say?
What are we even talking about anymore?
Nothing.
No, nothing. Numbers.
Hang up the phone.
Are we just killing time now?
This is disgusting. Yes. Well, we're done. We have to go. Buckley's mad. The world's mad.
Isn't there like a club or something that you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. You want to join us?
Not really. Not if it's going to be like this conversation. This one was kind of boring.
Man. All right. We'll bring it hard next week.
We'll work on it.
Yeah.
They're not all first-round picks. They're not all Dwight Freeney's.
That's right.
Well, you know what?
Enjoy the snow.
I got nothing. Bye.
Bye. Joey Harrington, courtesy of Mods PDX, the future of building is here.
We lost him with the numbers.
I tell you, that guy. He's something. Let's talk about sex. Coming up next.
Boy, that's spicy. Do you actually have anything to talk about sex, or are you just trying to...
I'll tell you my jersey number that I wear during sex.
Hey, what, your Royals jersey?
It's number five.
More importantly, what does your wife wear?
I'm not telling you that. The club is next on The Fan.